AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's defense minister threatened Iran's supreme leader after Iranian missiles damaged a hospital in southern Israel today. Residential buildings near Tel Aviv also hit, at least 240 people wounded. Meantime, Ed Donahue has the latest from Washington.
A decision from President Trump on Iran will not be coming soon. The president has been talking about the possibility of joining Israel in strikes against Iran and its nuclear program.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt read a statement from the president.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Leavitt was asked why the president thinks there is a substantial chance of negotiations.
I'm not going to get into the reasoning and the rationale the president believes that, but that's his position.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the president will do what's best for America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Iran has long maintained its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he may impose new tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum on July 21st, depending on the progress of trade talks with President Trump. The president has signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says he's providing more time for a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership.
The political reasoning for this, of course, is because the president made a promise to keep TikTok on. There are 100 million Americans who use this app. It's widely popular. He also wants to protect Americans' data and privacy concerns on this app, and he believes we can do both things at the same time.
Hurricane Eric's made landfall in western Oaxaca State in Mexico, now a Category 3 storm. This is AP News. It's Juneteenth. Marcela Sanchez has a report.
It commemorates the day Union soldiers brought news of freedom to enslaved Black people in Texas. In New Hampshire, the Black Heritage Trail hosted events.
Among the things they would have felt when they found out that they heard about it 2 years late.
Reverend Robert Thompson.
Maybe there was some joy.
Director Emeritus.
There might have been some anger.
In Portsmouth, the African Burial Ground Memorial Park is also set to be rededicated. This year's celebrations come as President Trump has banned diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in the federal government and removed content about Black American history from federal websites. He has not publicly marked the day. New Hampshire is not among the states with a permanent Juneteenth holiday, and Executive Director Jerry Ann Bogus says she's losing hope on lawmakers taking action. Still, she hopes events like these will make a difference. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.